From the Financial Times in London, I'm Joshua Chaffin, and this is FT News. Motorists in France are facing long queues for petrol after unions opposed to the government's labor reforms tighten their blockade of the country's oil refineries. The action is the latest in 3 months of strikes against a law designed to bring flexibility to France's labor market, which has alienated some of the socialist government's traditional supporters. On the line with me is our Paris bureau chief, Anne-Sylvaine Chassigny, to explain what is happening. Hi, Anne-Sylvaine. So, labor strikes, as we know, are not infrequent in France. How disruptive are these, and what sort of impact are they having on the economy?
Well, these actions are starting to be disruptive. We have now more than 20% of petrol stations that are reporting shortages in petrol. And we have 100% of refineries that are affected by strikes or blockades. So it's getting to hurt the daily lives of the French people and to some extent the economy, because some of the regions in the north and now in the south are getting disrupted.
And the economy hasn't been that strong to begin with.
Yeah, the irony is that the French economy is getting better, as François Hollande has been repeating for the past few months. And it's to some extent been true. The French economy has gone through a period of stagnation for 3 years. And now, this year especially, it's growing faster. But it's still very fragile. You know, France is hoping to reach about 1.5% GDP growth this year, which is not fantastic. So it is a nascent and fragile recovery. So definitely anything that can disrupt this recovery is bad news for François Hollande.
The new labor law, it's a priority of President Hollande. Why are the unions so unhappy about it? What is it in particular that they object to?
The objective of the law is really to change the labor relationship between unions and employers. And to some extent, it reduces the power of the union in negotiations because the law allows company to strike specific deals with employees and allows company to sidestep unions in case of deadlock. So the unions are naturally not happy. It is also a law that is designed to insert a bit of flexibility into the labor market. And it's taboo for French unions. Flexibility is necessarily a bad thing. And also there's probably a political objective behind all of this. The unions who are the most opposed to the law are left-wing unions, and they oppose François Hollande's pro-business policies. So there's a whole range of opposition there.
And the government was very aggressive in pushing through the measures. Did they go about it the wrong way?
Yes, it's the result of a decision to force through the law in parliament without a vote, because François Hollande and his government didn't have backing in parliament to pass the law. So they decided to use the special decree powers to bypass parliament. And in a way, it just helped intensify the protest against the labor law. So the law was presented by Prime Minister Manuel Valls, and to be fair, he was pretty radical. He didn't consult unions enough in the beginning, so it prompted a few knee-jerk reactions from them that could have been prevented with a smoother approach. And then from the get-go, it didn't go well. So yes, there was a question of method.
Do you see any chance of a resolution in the near term?
The protests are not reflecting the majority. I think other unions like the CFDT, which is the second largest union in France, have not joined the protest. So it's hard to say, because the protests have grown more violent and more disruptive, even though the number of protesters in the streets have gone down. There are fewer of them during marches and protests. So what worries me is that the European Championship, the football championship, is taking place in less than a month. So there's an incentive to continue the disruptions, in a way, for unions, because they know they have leverage.
And we have a presidential election coming up next year in France. Is this already impacting the election? And is it hurting President Hollande's chances for re-election?
It is highlighting the difficulties he's facing. He's already politically very weak. He's the most unpopular president in France's post-war history. And most polls predict that he's got little chance of qualifying for the second round of the presidential election next year. So his only chance to make it would be to unify the left. But the left is completely divided. So the protests only show that it is still very much divided, and it's going to be a big task for him to try to fix that.
So we have a worsening strike at a fragile economic time and with a weak president. And Sven, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.